Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is 90.9 WBUR. Good morning, I'm Bob Oakes. Tonight in Cleveland, the American League and the National League compete for the 90th time in baseball's All-Star Game. It's also the 20th anniversary of the last time the All-Star Game was played here in Boston at Fenway Park. It's a game that was memorable in many ways, and here with us this morning to reminisce is Boston Globe columnist Bob Ryan. Good morning, Bob, and thanks for speaking to WBUR's Morning Edition.
Well, good morning, Bob.
You know, several memorable moments in the game at Fenway, but none of them come close to what happened before the game when the Red Sox's biggest star ever was escorted onto the field.
He was the last man to hit 400 in a season, and he did it 58 years ago. He hit 521 home runs, including one on his last at-bat. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome the greatest hitter that ever lived, number 9, Hall of Famer, baseball legend, Ted Williams.
You know, I never get tired of hearing that. It gives me goosebumps every time. Of course, as Williams took the field, he did something he was reluctant to do as a player. He tipped his hat to the crowd. Bob Ryan, how do you remember that?
The hat itself was a cause of great controversy because it was not a Red Sox hat. It was a thing called hitter.net, which was a business proposition founded by his manipulative son, the late John Henry Williams. So that was number one. But then what happened was that there was a spontaneous gathering of the Hall of Famers on the field that were there, gathering around, and it was this amazing scene, and it gave birth to the greatest PA announcement in the history of American sport. Will the Hall of Famers please clear the field? So we could get the game started. But it was a moment that was all spontaneous and wonderful.
Where does it all stand in terms of all the memorable moments at Fenway, do you think?
In terms of non-playing moments, it's probably number one, the one we will remember whenever this ballpark closes its doors, which I hope is no time soon. But it was special, and of course Ted Williams occupied it and does occupy this particular spot in our Boston sports collective hearts. There is that tunnel. And he is an outsized figure of and for certain the older generation that's still the most prominent athlete that we've ever had.
What was the crowd reception for the splendid Splinter's son, John Henry Williams? Remind us about the reception that he received.
Well, I mean, people were a little. People didn't really know. The media had some inkling as to, you know, and opinions about the nature of John Henry's role in Ted's life. He became a dominant guardian at the gate kind of figure. People felt was some people felt exploiting his father. I mean, this was a subplot. You know, it wasn't the dominant story. But the hat thing got people's attention. Believe me.
The game, the All-Star Game 20 years ago, was also notable for the performance of Red Sox pitcher Pedro Martinez. What did he do, and why was it so impressive?
Pedro Martinez was the starting pitcher for the American League. He was in the midst of a two-year period when he was the greatest pitcher in the history of the Red Sox. Those 2 years are the best pitching performances that the franchise has ever known. He was the appropriate starter for the American League. He fanned 5 of the first 6 batters in those 2 innings, the second and the last out of the second inning being what we call strike him out, throw him out, double play. And it was so appropriate. This was Pedro at the absolute peak of his glory and dominance in 1999.
Well, tell us about tonight's All-Star Game. The World Series champion Red Sox have 3 players on the American League roster, outfielder Mookie Betts, designated hitter J.D. Martinez, and shortstop Xander Bogaerts. What do you think they'll do tonight?
You know, it's hard to say. The dominant theme of this particular All-Star game is youth. The 2 starting pitchers are young. The average age of the National League is something along the lines of 25 years old. The youth is dominant. The Red Sox have the 3 players and, of course, the manager. And the other little interesting aspect of it is that Terry Francona, who has been asked by Alex Cora to be a coach on this under him, managed both of the starting both of the managers. He managed both Alex Cora and Dave Roberts of the National League. So he's like a proud papa in this one.
So you think it'll be fun to watch tonight?
Oh, sure, because there are. I mean, if you got it, we got an appetizer last night with the spectacular home run derby, and but there's a number of terrific young players in baseball. Keep your eye on Rafael Acuña Jr. of the Braves, for example. So it promises, and of course, home runs and power are the theme of 2019. So we would expect to see a lot of runs scored, but then again, common wisdom sometimes is upset in these matters.
Boston Globe sports columnist Bob Ryan, thanks a lot for remembering the game 20 years ago at Fenway Park and talking about tonight's baseball All-Star game.
My pleasure, Bob.